Warning, we've been freezing our asses off this week, so we might be a little salty. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, February the 5th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida woman should just shut up already.
A Florida man should just give up already.
A Florida woman reminds Phil that Joel still owes him Waffle House.
Really?
Yep.
And a Florida man steals the wrong pills.
Plus, the Florida Men Regional Championships, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Is that really Beethoven?
Yes.
I like it. I think I'll stick with it. All right, so let's get started with the show. As we said in the warning trigger in the front, it's cold as shit down here. So,
yeah, although I will say that it was over 100 degrees warmer here than it is in the Midwest right now. They were in the minus 40s last night, and we're up in the 60s today.
I know. I had to get long sleeves out.
I know.
I can't wear flip-flops. I had to wear closed-toe shoes.
I wore a hoodie and a jacket today.
I don't like it. Actually, I do like it. It's actually kind of nice for a couple months of the year to have some chill weather, a little bonfire action.
It needs to be about 10 degrees warmer, and then I can take the top off the Jeep and not have to worry about
it. You know what I did this morning? I got up this morning, and everybody left, and it was, I think it was 66 inside the house.
Wow.
65. I think it was at 65 inside the house. I turned the heater on. First time the heater's been on in 3 years.
Yeah. I believe it.
Stunk up the whole place.
Yeah. Burning off the dust that was on the heater coils.
I'm waiting on sparks to come out of the vents and shit. Yeah. First time the heater's been on in 3 years.
Jesus.
That dust burn smell.
Yep. Yeah. I definitely know that smell. Yeah. We haven't turned our heater on yet.
I kind of wish I had a fireplace. That's one thing I miss about living further north than Florida. I'm not going to say in the north, where you could have a real fireplace. I kind of miss that.
I don't really miss a fireplace. I miss a basement.
Yeah, I had a basement once. Yeah. I had a basement garage, kind of. Not a basement. All right. We're on the side of a hill. You had to drive under the...
Gotcha. Yeah, you got kind of the half and half action going on.
Yeah.
I like the basement because it stays cool in the summer and you can, it's basically having a free storage unit because you throw all your shit in the basement that you don't need half the year, like Christmas decorations and stuff like that. But
no, it is cold. And we pity you. We feel for you that are up front, and we promise not to make a lot of jokes today about how nice the weather is in South Florida, but it is a little bit chilly, I ain't gonna lie, in the 40s and 50s at night, and, well, I'm only 50s.
Yeah. Well, no, It was in the
40s.
Was
it 40s
two nights
last
ago,
night?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't want it to get in the 30s, because then we got a problem.
Yeah, because then...
We got a screwdriver shortage.
A screwdriver?
Yep. We got a screwdriver shortage if that happens.
Why is that? Oh, because the
orange juice.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll kill the orange crop.
Think about it.
It's not that we have a shortage, it's just the prices go up.
We can't have that.
No.
We cannot. We cannot be living in Florida, the Sunshine State, the orange juice capital of the world.
Yes.
And pay $15 a gallon for orange juice.
No, that's...
When orange juice costs more than Tito's, we got a problem.
When orange juice costs more than gas, you got a problem.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so we get started with this shindig tonight, and let's kind of recap where we've been on our New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, you've given up cheese balls, yep. Almond Joys, string dental floss, sporks, paper straws.
Yep.
What are you giving up this week?
So so far so good. I am here to report that as of week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is week 6. I am 6 for 6. I am 5 for 5.
Good.
Oh, for five. Whichever way you want to look at it. Yeah. I have not partaken of any of these things this year so far.
That's good. I have yet to come across a spork or a paper straw in
the wild.
In the wild, yes.
Well, see. If I do.
So maybe your boycott is
working. I'm having influence.
Changing the trends.
So this week, I got one this week.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this long and hard. And actually, it hit me on the way home today. So this one,
I don't want to hear about things that are long and hard hitting you.
Fair enough. Take a sip of my ice cold Coors Light after that smart ass comment. Mm-hmm. Dick. We.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
God damn it. All right. So, after going from cheese balls, Almond Joys, string dental floss, paper straws, and sporks, I'm going to start moving on to behavior.
Okay.
Things behaviorally I am going to stop doing.
Sticking your foot in your mouth?
Nope. Cannot commit to that. Yep. Can't commit to that. So, I am hereby going on the record for the remainder of this year. I am going to stop cursing people in roundabouts.
In roundabouts?
Roundabouts. And on the highway. The roundabout things? Anything?
Yeah, I know.
I drive through one, two, three, four times a day.
Okay.
So on the way to work.
Two on your commute and two on the way back? Or?
Correct. So that's four times at least five.
Mm-hmm.
That's 20.
A week.
Out of the 20 a week, at least 18 I get cut off or cut in front of.
Uh-huh.
Or they don't know how to yield.
Right. Yeah, people.
How difficult is the concept of a fucking roundabout? It's a simple concept.
It is. I agree with you. People don't know. They lose their mind when they come across that.
Or they'll come through the yield. They yielded. Now they have the right of way, and they get to me, and they stop.
Yeah.
And they look at me, and they wave me over. No, it's not my turn. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Get out of the fucking way.
Yeah. Don't be nice. Be predictable.
No. Yeah. Go.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. And I do. I expect to get hit every time I go around. I expect, and I literally turn the corner with my hand on the horn.
Uh-huh.
Ready to light them up. I know it's coming.
Yep.
I know it's coming every single time.
And yet you're going to give this up?
I'm going to give up cursing them because it's doing no good. All I'm doing is pissing myself off.
Okay. You're still going to honk at them, though?
Oh, yeah. I still honk at them. I'm just not going to yell at them.
Okay.
I will express my frustrations through the horn.
Gotcha.
Not going to do it no more.
All right.
All I'm doing is I'm aggravating myself. I'm pissed off when I get to work. I'm pissed off when I get home. For what? Nothing.
It gets you nowhere.
No. Nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing. So, for anybody out there who doesn't know how to go through a fucking roundabout, would you please do me a favor? Read up on it before in case you ask to run across one. It's a simple concept. Yield. Right away. Yield. Right away.
Once you get going, keep
going. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't be nice. Get out of the way.
The whole point of the thing is so that you don't have to stop at the intersection.
Correct. Keep going.
You can just kind of slow down and keep going. So.
And learn the concept of merge.
Yeah.
Okay. If you pull out in front of me on that stuff, I'm fine with that. We're still moving.
Yeah, just...
Just don't T-bone me.
Exactly.
Now, see, now I work myself up now. Now I'm all pissed off.
All right, well, while you're calming down, I'm gonna let you know what my update is. So I'm going to do more cursing. Did you kind of piggyback off of that for me?
No.
You just
no,
didn't
I'm having
do
nothing
opposites?
To do with yours. No, because right. you're saying you're going to drink more of my beer.
And
are
and
you tonight?
I am tonight. I'm drinking your beer
Fantastic.
Tonight. Yeah, so I
fucking freeloader.
I'm going to do play more Candy Crush, which I've got up to level 1486.
I have no concept of that, so I don't play Candy Crush. So is that good or bad?
I have no idea. I know
how many levels are there? If there's like 5 million,
I think it's like an infinite number. Then you just keep going.
Yeah. Kind of like pie?
Yeah, exactly. And then last week I said I was going to do more traveling because I bought my tickets to go to the True Crime Podcast Festival in Chicago this
That would
July.
Be the one you didn't invite me to, right?
I told you if you want to go, we can
well,
go
no,
too.
I don't want to invite myself now.
No,
I'm still pissed off about that too.
Well, you got till July to make up your mind.
I'm busy in July.
The whole month?
Yes.
Even the 13th?
Yes.
All right. Well,
what I think about that.
I'll have fun there without you then. So those are the things that I've decided to do more of, and I'm going to add to that something that I did this week, and that is uploading new episodes for our patrons even earlier. So I usually have been doing it. I've been finishing up the editing of the shows on Monday nights and uploading them on Mondays for the patrons and then Tuesdays for everybody else. This week I did it on Sunday. And that made, you know, I felt a sense of accomplishment Sunday night. I didn't have the dread of...
Why would you do that?
Why would I do what?
That puts all the pressure on us.
Why?
So if we happen to run late, which does happen, life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Then...
It just puts pressure on me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to do it every week. Just more often.
More often.
Yes.
Than less.
Yes. So they got it this week. They got it Sunday night if they were up late, or Monday morning if they.
This
if
would
they
be the six people we have.
Yes.
So you're out of the tens of thousands we've had download.
Yes.
The six people are going to get it early.
Yeah, the ones that pay us,
like Heather, our favorite, my favorite,
our first favorite. Mm-hmm. And
when
Katie,
you reach the bottom of a hole, stop digging.
And Katie, our current favorite.
Whatever. I don't dislike Katie. Just never met her.
You haven't met Heather either.
Yeah, I have.
Skype doesn't count.
Yeah, it does. I saw her face. Heard her voice. Yep.
That counts as meeting.
It's in the Geneva Convention. Look it up.
Have you shaken her hand?
I didn't need to.
Mm-hmm. See, that's...
I accepted a Skype call from her. Same thing. Same thing. Vampires have to have a knock to come in the door, but a vampire can give you a can send you a Facebook can send you an invite on Skype, and if you accept the Skype invite, it's the same thing.
So they can bite you through Skype?
Sure. No, they don't have to have the invite to come in the house. Come on, watch Vampire Diaries.
Is that what you've been watching? Is that why you got the To All the Boys I've Loved Before suggestion on your Netflix?
Oh, yeah, it's been on most of the day, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got me all worked up again.
All right. Well, anyway, before we get to the first story, and you're going to get worked up on that too, I just want to let everybody know once again that on Thursday nights, if you are in the Fort Myers area, you can come to Fancy Southern Cafe and play Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz, which is like trivia, but with a little bit more extra. And I'll be your quiz master there from 7 to 9 p.m. That's every Thursday in Fort Myers. It's free to play, and you can win food and drinks and have fun. You got anything you got going on, Phil?
I do not. Not right now that I'm privy to share.
You got something secret you're working on?
Well, I can't tell you because then it wouldn't be a secret.
Good point.
It's on a need-to-know basis, and since you won't take me to Chicago with you, you don't need to know.
Oh, my God. So let's move on to story number one.
All right, story number one. Florida woman Casey Anthony reveals she'll visit wife killer Scott Peterson to, quote, help wrongfully convicted people.
Yeah, so that you know who Casey Anthony is, right?
Well, Casey Anthony was the one that, was she the one that cut the pecker off?
No, that was Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Anthony was the one who was accused and acquitted of killing her daughter, Kaylee Anthony.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. All right.
Yeah, and she was like the party girl that didn't report her daughter missing for like 3 weeks. And then they ended up finding her close to the house, and
I remember that. Okay, all right.
And so everything looked like she did it, but she got off anyway. Yeah,
and she's from Florida.
Yeah, that was up in the Orlando area or Tampa. Yeah, Orlando.
All right, so, and then Scott Peterson is
the one that actually did get convicted of killing his pregnant wife. Back
right, that's
in
right.
Early
all right,
2000.
I remember that now.
Yeah, and the cops caught him. He had bleached his hair and had his brother's driver's license and had a passport to get out of the country. And yeah, he was going to leave the country to get away before they actually arrested him, or when they arrested him.
Casey Anthony revealed to Daily Mail TV she has nixed plans for a reality show and wants to spend her time helping wrongfully convicted people, quote, wrongfully convicted people, including Scott Peterson on death row for murdering his wife, Lacey, in 2002.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he was not convicted wrongfully. Have you listened to that story, right?
That was a long time ago. 2002?
Yeah.
What was I doing in 2002? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but Anthony, 32, who was acquitted for the 2008 killing of her own daughter, told Daily Mail TV she has no plans to help Jody
Arias,
currently appealing her life sentence for murdering her boyfriend, Travis Alexander.
Yeah, so we got...
So she's selective on who she wishes to help.
Yeah, she thinks Scott Peterson didn't do it, but Jody Arias did.
All right, via Twitter, Anthony said of Arias, I think she is guilty as hell. I would like to punch her in the face. Maybe as bad as people want to punch me in the face.
Oh, that shows some self-awareness of Casey Anthony.
So you think
there.
She's got something going on with this?
I think maybe she wants to. I don't know.
Anthony was branded the most hated mom in America during the six-week trial in 2011 over the death of her two-year-old daughter, Kaylee, in Orlando, Florida.
And I take issue with that because she was not a mom at that point. Allegedly accused. She was accused of killing her kid. So you don't get to be called a mom if you don't have a kid anymore, do you?
Oh, I disagree with that. I mean, if you have a death in the family, if Yeah, you're still a.
Even if it's your fault?
It doesn't matter. You can't be a veteran if you get out of the military?
No, that's the definition of a veteran.
Right.
You're not a service member anymore.
All right, fair enough. But yeah, it doesn't mean if you're a father or a mother and your child is deceased, you're still a father and a mother.
Even if you're the one that killed the kid.
It's irrelevant.
All right.
It's immaterial. I watched Law and Order last night.
Gotcha.
Dun dun. I want that for my text messages.
I have that as text messages.
Do you?
Yeah, for my daughter. When my daughter texts
dun, dun.
Me, that's what the ringtone is.
Kaylee's skeletal remains were found in a trash bag in December of 2008 close to the family home. Anthony was accused of murdering her daughter to get out of her parental responsibilities. She changed her story throughout the police investigation, with her defense team claiming her father, George, had been responsible for Kaylee's death, arguing that he hid the body after she drowned in his pool. Since Anthony's acquittal, nobody has been charged with Kaylee's killing.
Yeah, that's convenient. Blame Grandpa, but then there's no evidence that Grandpa did it, so you get off and then Grandpa doesn't even get charged.
Anthony told Daily Mail TV she has chosen not to pursue a reality TV show, saying, "I turned down big money of doing a reality show. They want to follow your every move. Not happening. Meaning, I don't like the parts that I am not in control of. My life is not a script. They wanted to add things that I didn't. We will leave it at that. I guess the life of Casey wasn't good enough and wanted to make me more wild to hype up the speculation of me and make what everyone has thought about me all along to be true. I am not the wild child that everyone characterizes me to be."
Except, you know, when her daughter was missing, she went out dancing every night. Yeah.
Anthony, who lives in West Palm Beach, Florida, says she will be concentrating her efforts on cases, including that of 46-year-old Scott Peterson. Peterson is currently sitting on death row in San Quentin Prison in California for murdering his heavily pregnant wife.
Yeah, she was like eight and a half.
Why you
got to
talk about
pregnant.
Her weight, though? That's just rude.
No, it's not saying that she's heavy. It's saying that she was very, very far along in the pregnancy. She's like almost ready to give birth.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll take that back. And dumping her body in San Francisco Bay after she went missing from their Modesto, California home on December the 24th in 2002.
Christmas Eve. What an asshole.
In the weeks up to Lacey's disappearance, police learned Peterson was having an affair with massage therapist Amber Frey. Lacey's corpse was discovered on April the 14th in 2003 on the shoreline of Richmond, California. She was missing her hands, her feet, and her head.
He's a sick fucker.
Peterson was arrested 4 days later in San Diego, close to the Mexican border. He had dyed his hair blonde and was carrying a gun, Viagra pills, and $15,000 in cash, camping gear, multiple changes of clothes, four phones, and his...
Four phones? What do you need four phones for?
And his brother's driver's license.
I'm sure they were all burners. You know,
four phones.
Jesus.
Hell, I can't keep up with one, much less four. There had to be...
I'm sure they were all flip phones. It was 2002, so that's all you had.
Yeah. I had the... What I have? What was the...
The StarTAC?
The Motorola. The flippy one?
Yeah, the StarTAC. The StarTAC was the...
Damn it, what was it called? It was the best one at the time. The little thin one? All right, never mind.
Wasn't the Treo, was it?
No.
That was
Palm.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever happened to them? Is Palm gone?
They pretty much died out when the iPhone came along.
I don't remember what that other one was. It was good. Anyway, there had been no witnesses to the killing, but the jury thought the circumstantial evidence was enough to prove Peterson's guilt. He is scheduled for execution by lethal injection.
I don't necessarily agree with the death penalty, but in his case, I'll make an exception.
Anthony believes there are no other possible murderers of Lacey than Scott.
It says that Anthony believes that there are other possible murderers.
Oh, that there are other possible. Yeah. Oh, that kind of defeats her purpose.
Because, you know, the college dropout with no further education and formerly accused of killing her own daughter is a good judge of character as to who
all
could
right.
possibly murder
a
woman she never met
right.
halfway across or all the way across the country.
So he was convicted 2003?
Yeah.
And he's still on death row?
Yep. Well, you know, you get all those appeals to go through the whole system, make sure that all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed in the proceedings.
Damn. That's a long time. I don't think we take that long in Mississippi.
No.
Just saying.
If Florida man, 62, claims he is William Shatner's love child.
How the hell old is Willem, is Spock? Is like Spock? Kirk.
I think he's close to 90 at this point.
All right, plausible. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell because he's got the wig on all the time, so he looks a lot younger than he actually is. But yeah, 62-year-old Florida radio DJ Peter Sloan, who claims he is William Shatner's son, is trying to take the actor's name despite having his story dismissed by a judge and consistently denied by Shatner. He's changing his name this late in the game. He's 62. Just roll with it. You don't have much longer, dude. Sloan claims Shatner had a one-night stand with his biological mother, the actress Kathy Burt, whose real name was Kathy McNeil, in 1956 when they worked together on the set of Forever Galatea.
Didn't see that movie.
No. He was given up for adoption by her and found her years later when she told him it was either Shatner or a man called Chick who was his father.
Yeah, flip a coin.
I'm going to pick the famous rich guy.
Yeah.
For years, Sloan has tried to claim that Shatner is his father, and the actor has rebuked him at every turn. The latest development in their long-running dispute is that Sloan is trying to adopt his name, and Shatner is trying to stop him. On January 14th, Sloan petitioned a court in Clearwater, Florida, where he lives, asking to change his name. He then received a cease and desist letter from Shatner's lawyer, but is determined to push on with his fight.
Well, do a damn paternity test.
Well, and even if they don't, what do you care? If he's not your kid, what do you care what his name is?
Well, does that give him, if he changes his name, does that give him rights to the Shatner fortune?
I doubt it. I think you actually need a paternity test for that, or a DNA test. Court documents reveal Shatner's motion to dismiss the suit was granted with prejudice on Friday. Quote, since it has never been established that Shatner is plaintiff's biological father, the alleged defamatory statements he attributes to Shatner and his agents could not have been false when made, unquote, court papers state. Sloan's initial complaint and amended complaint were also previously dismissed. Shatner, age 87, told you he was almost 90, has denied being Sloan's father on multiple occasions, including in posts on his website, an interview with the Tampa Tribune, and in an interview with a radio station. In a statement to the paper, Shatner's publicist said, Mr. Shatner has three lovely daughters but no son, while adding, this person has fraudulently portrayed himself as Mr. Shatner's son for years. When asked on air if he was the father of Sloan, Shatner replied, no, 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 according to court papers. The judge also dismissed the case, which was filed in Florida, due to lack of jurisdiction. Shatner has no ties to the state and had claimed that he had never had sexual intercourse in Florida that produced a child.
That he knows of. You never had sexual intercourse in Florida that produced a child.
That's a couple of caveats.
That
there.
Is there. Yeah. Well, let's hang on. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. No, there's no way that could have. I didn't finish. No.
Story number three. Florida woman accused of dancing naked in Waffle House parking lot, licking employee.
Well,
where did this happen? Pensacola. All right. The Scamba County Sheriff's Office said a 38-year-old woman danced naked in front of a Waffle House and then licked the restaurant manager's face. We got a picture of her?
If you don't want to go there.
Don't? All right.
No.
Freedom. Never mind.
I'm just saying that's a hard 38 right there.
Rode hard and put up wet. Ugh. All right. Freedom Rider.
No, pretty much dry.
Freedom Rider Zobrist. 38, began causing problems early January the 21st at the Waffle House on Pensacola Boulevard, the deputy said. The manager said he'd already asked Zobrist to leave when he arrived at work around 6:30. Oh, she was there early.
Very, very late.
Then around 12:15, deputy said Zobrist returned to the Waffle House and sat by the back door. When the manager again asked her to leave, deputies say she became verbally abusive and threatened to come back and shoot the manager and all of the employees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What was her beef? The manager
apparently she wanted some waffles and she got kicked out.
The manager told deputies, Zobrist then walked to the middle of the parking lot, pulled down her pants, and exposed herself while dancing around.
Oh, well.
Well, that's not completely naked.
No.
That's naked. I mean, is naked.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no, you're either naked or you're not.
No. But,
so she wasn't technically naked.
So she was showing her ass.
And her hoo-ha. But unless the breasts were exposed, it's not completely net nudity.
True. Now, normally, I would say, let your freak flag fly. But I've seen this lady's mugshot. No.
When the manager approached her, deputies say Zobrist tried to grab the man's genitals, a.k.a. junk.
Yeah.
Deputies say Zobrist then leaned forward and licked the manager's face.
Now, I see nothing wrong with this up until the point that I've seen her mugshot.
Zobrist was arrested and charged with lewd and indecent exposure, exposure of sexual organs, which must be different than lewd and indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, battery, and assault. She was taken to the Escambia County Jail. I got to look her up. I got to see. What's her name?
Just click on the link in the side there. You can go right to it. Yeah, the link's in the show notes. Actually, I have recently...
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
38.
Oh.
Does she have all her teeth? You can't really tell in that picture, can you?
Oh, get this. Oh, my God. Some stuff you just can't unsee. I need another beer.
You're lucky that you didn't get the visual that the manager of that Waffle House got.
My dog.
All right, yeah, it's time. Let's take a little
Son
break
of
here.
A bitch. Come back for a minute. That's fucked up. God is ugly.
I told you.
Jesus Christ. I want to say it again. No, I just lied. I'm not looking. Good Lord.
I'm Javier with Pretend Radio, and this season, I'm embedding myself in a cult.
Throw him to the ground and get his devils out!
Many in the media have tried to get in front of the accused cult leader, Jane Whaley, and have failed.
We have asked you to leave.
But somehow, I got in.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm here to speak with Jane Whaley. She invited me to service today. Yeah.
This season, we're going deeper into the Word of Faith Fellowship than ever before. This story is on a collision course, and it's not going to end well.
Why would anybody want to harm him?
Sometimes we hurt other people by hurting people they love.
Pretend Radio, Season 3, The Prophet.
What's the matter with us? We're not going to burn God's will!
All right, it is time once again for the Florida Men Regional Championships.
The Florida Men Regional Championship.
Dun, 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 dun. I was just going to say, are you not going to do your Beethoven again? All right, this is our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is. It is a bracket-style playoff where we have 16 teams or areas divided into two regions, the rural and the urban. And we have one competition each week until a winner is decided.
So let's recap a little bit where we stand right now.
So we're halfway through the first round. So
okay.
We had South Florida 1, which was the northern half of South Florida.
And it beat out the Villas.
They beat out the Villages.
Number one seed.
Yep. Then we had our other number one seed from the rural bracket, the Keys, that beat northern Florida. And our number two seed, South Florida, was upset by our number seven seed, Daytona. And then last week, Southwest Florida, our number two seed, easily trounced the Panhandle, which was the number seven seed.
Your brackets are wrong. You should have had the two in the bottom.
Oh, I should have, shouldn't I?
Brackets are wrong.
All right. Thank you for pointing that out before we got to the next round. So I'll fix that for the next.
You should have one and two meeting in the final.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Two and seven should be at the bottom.
Luckily, you only took 4 weeks to figure that out.
Yeah. We've only hit... How many have I had? One, two, three beers tonight. Sorry.
All right. So, we'll fix that before the next one. And, so the links to the brackets are in the show notes if you want to follow along. I will have them fixed by the time you hear this. And this week's match is Jacksonville versus the Space Coast.
Space Ghost! Ghost.
Not Space Ghost. Space Coast.
Oh. Well, shit, I did all my research on Space Ghost. I'm a huge Space Ghost fan. With the little monkey.
What did it have to do with Florida?
I thought it was a damn G. I didn't know it was a C.
Do you need your prescription for your readers updated?
I've got bifocals. Thank you very much.
And you still didn't notice that there was no little tilde on the C?
I don't know what a tilde is.
It's the little swoosh that comes off the side.
I thought this was Jacksonville against Space Ghost. I'm like, Space Ghost all the way. Space Ghost, coast to coast.
All right, well, you at least did your research on Jacksonville?
I didn't need to.
You know everything about Jacksonville?
Well, I know it's the largest city in Florida.
All right, well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Jacksonville?
All right, it's a little bit more about Jacksonville. Jacksonville is the most populous city in the U.S. state. In the U.S. state of Florida. What the hell does that mean? It's the most populous city in the state of Florida.
Yes.
Not in the U.S.
No, in the U.S. state. In the United States state.
What the fuck else would Florida be?
That's for our international listeners.
All right, for those of y'all international, Florida is in the United States of America.
We are very big in Vietnam right now.
Jacksonville is the most populous city in the southeastern United States.
That's interesting.
I don't know about that. No.
According to Wikipedia.
It's bigger than Atlanta.
More populated than Atlanta within the city limits.
Oh, you're pulling the city limits bullshit.
Yep.
All right.
Hey.
The largest city by area what is that fucking word?
Contiguous.
Contiguous United States.
Yes.
Okay. History. One of the oldest European settlements in North America, named after Andrew Jackson, our first governor.
And you'll remember that from our president's...
We're not speaking of that anymore. That's going to be one of my things where I'm going to give up, is bringing that up again. Music. Ray Charles got started in Jacksonville, as well as Lynyrd Skynyrd. I didn't know that. Molly Hatchett, 38 Special, the Allman Brothers Band, Quad City DJs.
Come on, ride the train and ride it.
69 Boys.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Yellow Card, Shine Down, and Limp Bizkit.
Now, Limp Bizkit right there should be reason to eliminate Jacksonville from the contest.
Hush your mouth, boy.
I mean...
Come on, no.
They were good at the time, but they did not stand the test of time.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, hell no.
What?
Chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
Come on. Whatever. Sports, NFL Jaguars, headquarters of the PGA Tour, host of the Florida-Georgia game and the Gator Bowl. Education, University of North Florida, University of Florida, Jacksonville, Mayo Clinic. All right, we got it. Okay. Space Coast.
Yeah, Space Coast.
Has Cape Canaveral, Kennedy Space Center. All NASA manned launches since Project Mercury have originated from there.
Every person who's gone into space since the Project Mercury.
I beg to differ that the best area code is not 321.
Absolutely it is. Because what are the last three things that an astronaut hears before they get launched into space? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's almost as good as Tennessee on Eastern Tennessee, where it's, 8, 6, 5 is the letters go to VOL. Vols. Rocky Top, you'll always be.
Home sweet home to me.
Good old Rocky Top.
Woo!
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
You want me to sing the Michigan State fight song while we're
I do not. Here? All right, education. All right. I don't know what that is. Embry's there. And the Ron John Surf Shop, East Coast Surfing Hall of Fame.
Now, on paper, Space Coast looks like it's pretty lean here up against Jacksonville.
That is correct.
But I got to say, they shoot people into fucking outer space.
Yep, but you know what? You know, I'm torn. I'm a nerd, geek, whatever you want to call me when it comes to space. I love space stories. I love the NASA. I have been to Houston Space Center, Johnson Space Center.
You've got to go to the Kennedy Space Center and go into that hangar where they've got all the different stages of the Saturn V rocket suspended from the ceiling.
I know. Amazing. But you know what? I'm a huge fan of that. But Lynyrd Skynyrd came out of Jacksonville.
And the Allman Brothers.
And his brother with 38 Special.
Yep. I gotta say, classic rock. That's pretty solid.
I mean, the space. What are we launching space now? Satellites. I can go see Leonard Skinner tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we're going to Mars now.
Well, not tomorrow. Like, I can't go to see Leonard Skinner tomorrow. I don't know where they're going. But they're still touring. I mean, his brother. It's the other brothers.
Yeah.
There was three of them. Right. One does, one. The youngest one is doing it now. It was him, and the other one, the middle one, did the 38 special, and the youngest one is now
the singer.
Took Ronnie. Ronnie, Donnie, and forgot the other one. Ronnie Van Zant. Is it Steven?
Yeah, Steven Van Zant, I believe.
You know, I'm not a Jacksonville fan. They're in the same division as the Titans, and I have issue with that.
Yep.
I like NASA though, mm-hmm. but. I can't vote against the classic rock. I can't do it.
I hear that.
I'm putting my boot down.
Now, when we went to last time, I went to the Kennedy Space Center. It was before they had retired the shuttles, and they had one of the shuttles on the launch pad, and that was going to be launched in the next week, and they had the other reserve that they had just rolled out there. So we got to take the tram tour past two space shuttles, both on the launch pads, which I guess was one of the last times that they had that.
I know, that's awesome.
That
but
was so freaking cool.
I can't do it. No. I gotta go Jacksonville.
All right. They are the number one, or the number, the higher seed. Number three? No, yeah, number three seed. So, all right, I will concur. Jacksonville is our winner this week.
And I did not think that's where I was going to go with that.
No?
But I forgot about the music Skinner. Talent that came out of Jacksonville.
Play some Skinner, man. Freebird.
Oh, it's that's the standard bet with most musicians in town.
You're going to hear Freebird.
$100 bill in the tip jar. And I'll play it. Most every musician, if you yell that, it's $100 bill.
Yep.
I don't know it, but I can pull it up for $100. I'll fake it.
Exactly.
All right. Now I'll do Simple Man all day long.
Is that a simple song to play?
No, it's just. He just gets so stereotypical. Freebird! No, $100 bill. No.
We've got next week's matchup is Ocala, Gainesville, that area, versus Southern Central Florida, which is basically, we're going to call it like Arcadia down to Okeechobee. So not on the coasts, but south of that I-4 corridor.
Sounds like a sleeper.
Well, it is the 5 and 6 seeds. All right, our final story tonight. Florida man steals the wrong prescription.
Steals the wrong prescription.
And this one was actually suggested to us by Lauren from the Paradise After Dark podcast. She tagged me in this one on Facebook last night.
But for the record, I also pulled it and contributed to the shows.
I'll give you a co-contribution on this one with Lauren. We'll have to have them back on.
She's
prettier.
Yeah, she's prettier than me.
Well, that's not saying much, but yes, she is. A Florida man is behind bars after stealing what he thought were hydrocodone pills, but which turned out to actually be over-the-counter laxatives and not the powerful prescription opioids, according to a criminal complaint. Cops allege that Peter Hans Emery, age 56, took the pills from a lockbox at the victim's Pinellas Park home Thursday morning. The complaint lists Emery's home address as the site of the theft itself, and his relationship with the 49-year-old victim is unknown.
Fair enough.
So he stole it from his roommate, is what this is telling me.
No, wait.
The complaint
took
lists
the pills from a lockbox. What the hell is a lockbox?
Apparently it's a box with a lock on it.
All right.
That the victim, who they are not naming, who lives at the same address.
Who the fuck puts laxatives in the hydrocodone bottle?
Well,
the person who thinks somebody's stealing from them.
Yep.
This was a setup.
You're goddamn right it was.
This was a setup.
It says, I guess it doesn't say she. I assumed it was a she. I could be wrong. But, yeah, this is like when you think somebody's stealing your lunch at the office and you put a whole shit ton of hot sauce in the burrito or the laxatives in the brownies.
Or laxatives in the hydrocodone.
Or laxatives in the hydrocodone.
All right, so if you're taking hydrocodone, now here's the weird thing.
Yeah, if you're taking hydrocodone, you get constipated.
Okay, well, I didn't need to know that, Joel, but thank you. If you're taking, what was he doing with the hydrocodone? Was he shooting it? Because if he shot laxatives into his veins after heating them up,
I thought maybe they snorted it. Or maybe he was just swallowing
the
pill.
He just took the pill.
Yeah.
I mean, I've taken hydrocodone.
Yeah, so have I after
it's
I
a solid
surgery.
Yeah, yeah, after like my tooth stuff or whatever, but it's been it's a hard pill, so you'd have to crush it up. I don't know if you shoot hydrocodone.
No, I don't know if you shoot it, but I know you
maybe just take it.
I am aware of people who
so
have
so the hydrocodone
it, yeah.
is a hard, if I'm not mistaken, a hard white pill.
Yes.
How the hell do you confuse that? I have never seen a laxative that wasn't in the gel type things.
I think there are some that are. I'm thinking of the anti diarrhea, not the pro diarrhea pills. I don't know.
How bad is it that we know the content of anti or laxative pills,
but not the hydrocodone?
Not the hydrocodone,
because we're middle aged men.
I got to get out more.
Anyway, Emery subsequently discovered that he had not swiped painkillers. Oh, wait, no. Emery, cops say, was recorded by a video camera, quote, entering the victim's lockbox, selecting a pill bottle, pouring pills into his hand, and then leaving, unquote. The pill container was labeled hydrocodone acetaminophen. However, Emery subsequently discovered that he had not swiped painkillers. The pill bottle actually contained dosages of Equate Gentle Laxative, which promises, quote, predictable overnight relief, unquote, from constipation. When Pinellas Park Police Department officers caught up with Emery Thursday night, he reportedly admitted taking the pills because he thought they were hydrocodone, quote, but he threw them away when he learned they were something else.
So how long did it take him before he realized they were something else? When he shit his pants or when he didn't get high?
That detail is not included. Emery was booked into the Pinellas County Jail on a felony charge. Since his rap sheet includes two prior theft convictions, Emery is also facing probation violation charges since he is in the midst of a two-year community supervision term related to a conviction last year for theft and illegal possession of the painkiller Dilaudid. So he's...
Stand-up citizens, what I'm seeing right here.
Yeah, and has pretty much a what is it, method of operation?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about,
Joel. I don't
know.
Anyway.
Just finish the damn story.
All right, Emery, a habitual offender, has served a combined 28 months in state prison and has a rap sheet brimming with arrests for offenses like burglary, cocaine possession... Forgery,
that happens.
Grand theft,
ooh.
Resisting arrest,
yeah.
Auto theft,
ooh.
And failure to appear in court. That's a bullshit. Yeah, I guess you kind of got to show up for court.
You kind of got to show up if the judge tells you to.
Yeah.
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon listeners personally, and they are Koneth, Heather, Jessica, Katie, who is our favorite, current
favorite
listener, Roxanne,
Heather's my favorite,
and Travis.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, and that's us, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man, and Tracy can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside is Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.